Are we using his camera?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Candace. Candace. Whether or not you were a nerd growing up. You said you weren't a nerd, but you kept to yourself, kind of. Then we're trying to figure out who Shorty Doo-Wop is.
And I was trying to figure out why.
Why everyone cares. And it's because you had such a high-profile relationship previously that when it all ended, it all exploded. As a matter of fact, I wanted to ask you about this, right? Some recent footage where Tahiri's getting a tattoo of you removed. Do you have any tattoos of her name on you?
Angela Yee.
What?
Really?
I'm just asking.
Really, though? How did men condition say? What kind of man would I be?
Well, you have a lot of tattoos.
I don't have a tattoo of any female's name on me, any female's picture on me.
Never do that?
I'm not going to ever say never. I don't foresee that happening.
It's not in the plans.
Anytime, ever.
Okay. All right. And then she called you a wife beater. What the fuck was that about? You don't seem like you hit women.
That wasn't nice, right?
Did you ever hit her?
Let me ask you something. Can I interview you? Can I interview you?
Well, I was curious about that. Did you hit her,
after
Joe?
After I answer your questions, can I interview you?
Yes, after you answer mine.
Okay, no.
So why did she say that about you?
Because she got mushed.
You mushed her.
I mushed the shit out of her fucking ass.
What?
And I think she was asking to get mushed.
Well, okay. Did she hit you first?
No. Because she was dead caught cheating.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fresh on off tour. And okay. I was like, what's up? Like, you're caught. You're busted.
How did she get caught? Like,
what do you mean, how did she?
I mean, what's the evidence? You didn't walk in on her.
Evidence? You want to hear some good shit?
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear good shit. Look at you.
I do.
Look at you dying for good radio.
Tell me.
Nah, what happened? Because
you're not caught unless someone walks in.
Oh, that's definitely not true. And I really am uncomfortable even talking about this shit because I don't like talking about her.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Okay.
I think there's so much more we can discuss.
Well, that just happened. That's someone to make sure you weren't hitting women and stuff.
I'm not hitting females.
So, but how do you get caught cheating? I just want to know. Like, is it an email, a text?
How do you get caught cheating? What happened? She was wilding. I'm big on body language. I'm big on, you know, when you're with somebody for so long.
Right.
You know them. You know them. So I came home and she was wilding. And she drinks. She drinks every night. Like, she needs an AA meeting probably.
Maybe I do too.
No. Well, I don't know. But okay. So she was drunk. She was wilding. Big, big, big argument. And I found out she was cheating when she went to sleep.
You checked her phone?
No, she's good. She's good. You can't check her phone.
How do you find out when someone goes to sleep?
I did go to check her phone.
Oh, and it didn't work out?
It said that she hadn't made a phone call or received a phone call from 10 p.m. all the way to 7 a.m.
Okay, that's possible.
It is, right?
Yeah.
It's possible.
All right. So
the bottom line, that led to something else.
I'm sure you've cheated, though.
Where the evidence was laying on the bed next to her, clear as day. You are cheating. You are busted. It's over.
A condom wrapper?
So now when you sleep and I tap you like this, serious, mm-hmm. and you wake up and I say, fam, what's up? You know I'm not bluffing.
Right.
I'm not one of them niggas. Like, if I'm saying what's up, what's up?
Okay.
Come clean. She didn't want to come clean. She was going, and then she said something so outrageous to me. She said, tell me what you know.
Oh, okay.
And she got her fucking face mushed all the way to the other side of the room. And at the time, her nose was broke.
Oh, yeah, already, previously from...
Yeah, because she got a slick mouth and somebody punched in her face in a club somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that night she got punched in the face, she was out with the nigga that she was cheating with.
Oh, damn. Right.
I found it a little awkward, you know.
So is it somebody that you know or something?
I don't know, dude.
Okay.
I don't even give a fuck about any of this shit anymore. Okay. I'm so far removed from all of it.
But Joe, haven't you cheated before, too? Is it the fact that she didn't admit it to you? I mean, I don't know for sure that you have, but I'm assuming that you have.
I've cheated before.
Right. Like, I assume she's caught you cheating as well.
No.
She's never caught you?
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, but she's thought you have.
Or if she did catch me, I mean, I probably had every right to cheat.
Fucking guy. See
I'm not
what
a
I
cheater,
mean?
Though.
What?
I'm not a cheater.
Okay.
I'm definitely not a cheater. Don't group me up with them.
But I'm not saying that you're a cheater, but in the 5 years you've been together, you've definitely cheated at some point.
Yeah, I had to cheat so I could
keep my sanity.
So, I think only a positive can come from cheating, really. It's either going to tell you that you need to leave the person that you are with, or it's either going to make you appreciate the person that you are with.
And say, I'm never going to do this again.
Now, yeah, mind you, I don't condone cheating. I don't condone that. And I don't condone.
This is a message from Joe Button.
Yes. This is definitely a message from Joe Button.
888-SHAY-45 is the number.
Wait, I thought I'd interview you.
Yeah, we're coming back.
You can't ask me juicy shit.
We're coming back. Shay 45.
You better believe we're coming back.